Hello again. Ian Cottier here with another of our Monday evening get-togethers over a dozen tracks of the best of brass band listening. And as we spent the whole of last week's programme touring the band rooms of the Isle of Man, this week we're off to Bonnie Scotland. And where better to start than with the young people of Scotland and a rather jolly march called Mr. McIntyre's March. Mr. McIntyre's March. I don't know who Mr. McIntyre was, but he's got a cracking good march there. It was the West Lothian Schools Brass Band there, recorded in 1995, so those young people, or some of them at least, will be the parents of a new generation of bands people, or even the grandparents of an even more recent generation. Well, that band was located in what is known as the Central Belt of Scotland, and what must probably be Scotland's most northerly band, Bonacord of Aberdeen, is the band which my son Juan spent many years. And they take us into our overture, Shostakovich's Festival Overture.
Thank you.
And that was the Bonacord Silver, and I'd be glad to know if there's any brass band in a more northerly latitude of Scotland. Drop me an email if you know of one. And now for tonight's first solo. It's a setting of Ave Maria by a composer that I'd never heard of before, Tolga Kashif. Well, Professor Google told me a lot about him, including the fact that despite his Turkish name, he was born, educated and worked mainly in Britain in a wide range of high-level musical forms.
Thank you.
The soprano cornet soloist there with the Scottish Co-op Band was Alexandra Kerwin. And now for a very pictorial major work. My choice for tonight's programme could hardly be more appropriate as a focus on Scotland. And it's a favourite piece of music of mine anyway. It's Hamish McCune's The Land of the Mountain and the Flood, which was the signature tune for the 1970s legal drama Sutherland's Law, which riveted me when Linda and I were housebound with two young children and a third pending. So, here it is. Thank you. land of the mountain and the flood. I think this is a good point to fill in some of the detail that I hinted at last week about the Laxey Brass Band Festival, which will be held at four venues around the village on Sunday the 3rd of May. A hugely popular annual event which draws a large and appreciative audience every year. The locations are Laxey Glen Gardens, the Queen's Hotel, and, a small change this year, the Terminus Tavern is replaced by the Rose Gardens between the tram tracks and the road, ending with mass bands in the main square. The music begins at 1 o'clock, with the mass bands starting at 4. The musical content is pure entertainment, and it's been a very, very popular favourite over the years. Back now to tonight's music, and two works for that nicely together. First, the Kirk and Tillock Band plays the heroic march from Percy Fletcher's Epic Symphony, and I think there must have been some foresight in choosing Epic Symphony as the 1938 National Chest, for it was the last occasion before the outbreak of the Second World War. We'll be right back. epic symphony, and we continue the theme of heroism with another very fine work. It's called Alone With My Thoughts, and it's a tribute to 20-year-old Royal Marine Commando Gordon MacPherson from Oban, who was killed in the closing stages of the Falklands War. Now, I visit Oban regularly to see my son Finlow and his family, and I always try to make a little pilgrimage to Gordon MacPherson's memorial in thanksgiving for the safety of my own sons.
Thank you.
with my thoughts. And so, in typical Time for Brass style, we pass from heroism to love. Rather bittersweet love, I admit, but it's a fine solo for Glasgow Co-op's Jim Hayes, who's a great admirer of the cornet playing of Alan Morrison. And it's an Alan Morrison arrangement that I've chosen tonight. A very popular 1950s hit on some of the less happy aspects of love. Cry Me a River. Jim Hayes. And a very happy little side story. Three Jim Hayes solo albums were sent to me personally by guess who? Jim Hayes's mother, making sure that her lad got the requisite airtime. So, on we go, this time with a gentle, very gentle solo. It was written by Gabriel Fauré and arranged by Gordon Langford for the tenor horn of Kirkintilloch's Alan Wardrop. Après un rêve, after a dream. Well, we're running up to the end of tonight's showcase of the Bands of Scotland. Two great tracks to end the show, and to bring us up to our closer, it's Aberdeen's Bon Accord again. They play Australian Barry Gott's Light Walk. Here they are. Thank you. Bonaccord Silver. And so to tonight's closer, and it's a cracker, complete with bagpipes. For the final time tonight, Glasgow Co-op take the stage with Highland Cathedral. Until next week, from me, Ian Cottier, it's a very good night.